but that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever live broadcast of WSPF live from the Persian Gulf. In the next few minutes, we'll be interviewing members of the 907th Tactical Airlift Group, the 356th Tactical Airlift Squadron, and the 907th Consolidated Aircraft Maintenance Squadron. It's my honor and privilege at this time to interview the commander of the 907th Tactical Airlift Group, Colonel Walter T. Hatcher III. Colonel Hatcher, how you doing today? Colonel, are you able to get out and see the troops?
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah.
Colonel, when Chief Lippincott comes to you with all those enlisted problems, where do you go? Colonel, what's the biggest problem that you run into being so far away from home?
The purpose of a man is to love a woman, and the purpose of a woman is to love a man.
Colonel, have you been able to take care of the troops, and are the troops taking care of you?
You give more than you get, you're in danger.
Colonel, when you found out that you could not bring your outstanding 907 security police flight, did anyone give you any advice? Colonel, the security police that you have here, are they able to take care of you in the expert manner that the 907 security police could take care of you? Sir, did you try to get your security police here? Sir, what is the 907 security police flight? Sir, to change the subject here briefly, where is this base where you're at?
Down in the boondocks. Down in the boondocks.
Sir, can you describe living here?
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Sir, can you describe what's going on around here?
All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk, hotter than a match, yeah.
Sir, do you have any words of wisdom for your troops?
And if it's bad, don't let it get you down, you can take it.
Colonel, I thank you very much for that interview. I see Colonel Paul Isaacs, commander of the 907th Consolidated Aircraft Maintenance Squadron, walking by the street. Colonel Isaacs, now that you've been here for a little bit, how you doing?
I think I can make it now, the pain is gone.
Well, Colonel, how is that?
All of the bad feelings have disappeared.
Colonel Isaacs, have you been praying for something?
Here is my rainbow I've been praying for.
Colonel, what do you get to do a lot of around here?
Walking in the sand.
Colonel, there's rumors going around that you're going to get to go home soon. What do you think?
I like it. I like it.
Colonel Isaacs, when you get home, what are you going to tell your wife about this place?
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Sir, have you had a problem being here?
In the desert, you can't remember your name.
Colonel, what's your most favorite thing about this place?
Midnight at the Oasis.
Thank you very much, Colonel Isaacs. And here comes Colonel Trott, commander of the 356th Tactical Airlift Squadron. Colonel Trott, how are you doing today?
Feeling better now that we're through.
Colonel Trott, you have the rough job of commanding the flyers. Is there anything you have to tell them from time to time?
You can't always get what you want.
Colonel, what do you have to be to command a flying unit? Colonel, when an aircraft comes back from a mission, what's it like?
A beautiful sight.
One last question, Colonel Trott. Can you tell me what the missions have been like?
But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise.
Thank you very much, Colonel Trott. I appreciate that very much. I have with me now Senior Master Sergeant Rotten Rick Hayes. Sergeant Hayes, you and your fellow members of the 907th have been given the honor and privilege of being members of one of the finest fighting forces ever assembled in the history of mankind. I have time for just one quick question, Sergeant Hayes. Can you sum up how you and your friends are feeling? Thank you very much, Sergeant Hayes. I appreciate that very much. That does sum it up. This time, I would like to dedicate a song to the men and women of the 907th Tactical Airlift Group, the 907th Consolidated Aircraft Maintenance Squadron, and the 356th Tactical Airlift Squadron. You men and women have made the 907th Tactical Airlift Group very proud. From the men and women of the 907th Security Police Flight, there's only one way to sum up how we feel, and here it is.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't.
Radio station WSPF signing off live from the Persian Gulf. Godspeed, 907th. We're praying for your safe return.